Lucas Paqueta's future in doubt over betting breaches. The Football Association, FA, has charged Brazilian footballer Lucas Paqueta with 4 violations of its betting regulations. According to the FA, Paqueta breached FA Rule E5.1 in 4 Premier League matches between November 2022 and August 2023. The FA alleged that he intentionally tried to get a card from the referee in the games to influence the betting market for financial gain. The fixtures include West Ham vs. Leicester City, November 2022, West Ham vs. Leeds United, May 2023, West Ham vs. Aston Villa, May 2023, and West Ham vs. Bournemouth, August 2023. However, the Bournemouth game triggered the FA's investigation due to unusual betting activity related to a yellow card Paqueta received in stoppage time during the match. The FA subsequently questioned the 26-year-old player in September and later gained access to his phone as part of their investigation. The inquiry, which spanned 9 months, has finally come to an end, with the FA having enough evidence to charge Paqueta. Paqueta denies misconduct. The West Ham midfielder has been given a deadline of June 3, 2024, to respond officially to the charges. However, Paqueta has vehemently denied any wrongdoing on his Instagram account. Quote, "I am extremely surprised and upset that the FA has decided to charge me. For 9 months, I have cooperated with every step of their investigation and provided all the information I can. I deny all the charges in their entirety and will fight with every breath to clear my name. Due to the ongoing process, I will not be providing any further comment." Luis Paqueta, Brazilian football player. FA sanctions for betting breaches. If found guilty, Paqueta could face a ban ranging from 6 months to a lifetime. This could potentially end his footballing career. It wouldn't be the first time the FA has passed such a severe punishment. In 2022, Kynan Isak, a Stratford Town player, was handed a 10-year ban for his involvement in spot-fixing during an FA Cup match. He was accused of intentionally receiving a yellow card as part of a betting scheme with his friends. Last year, Sandro Tonali of Newcastle United received a 10-month worldwide ban from football for violating betting regulations while playing for AC Milan. He was also suspended for 2 months for the 50 betting breaches he committed after joining Newcastle United. His suspension will be lifted in August 2024. In January this year, Brentford striker Ivan Toney returned to the pitch after serving an 8-month ban for violating FA betting regulations.